Hello, everyone. Welcome to Develop on Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing good. This episode brought to you by LaCroix.
Yes, I wish we had LaCroix money.
Good, I'm doing. Yes.
So today we are talking about the Ventura case study 03 Toro. Cigar 6-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Occidental factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres, binder is Semilla 192, and the filler is a multi-country blend. That's about all we get from that. Blender's undisclosed. Price point is $14.29, and the cigar was released in July of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
So this cigar I kind of put within first third and the last two thirds in like kind of two pieces. So first third, I had a ton of this like sweet earthy undertones, cream oak, and that sweetness was interesting. It was like a synthetic sweetness. It was almost like a what is that thick sugar stuff called?
Like a aspartame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but it has some like dry red pepper spice minerals to kind of balance out this to help balance out the sweetness. Retro, I got more. Spice, more of that red pepper spice, more minerals, finish, creamed oak, lingering on the palate for a really long time, strength and body medium. And then the last couple of thirds, that synthetic sweetness started to really dissipate, which was a welcoming thing. Now the profile is just namely like creamy oak, baking spices, minerals, lingering dry red pepper spice. Retro started increasing complexity. I started to get some like mixed nuts and cherries to it, which I love that in a retro. Like if it's something that's like really like almost like this like bready, nutty, and like stone fruit kind of a thing, I really dig that, and that's what it gave me. In terms of construction, so construction was not good for me at all. So one of the things within pre-light that we don't really talk about as much anymore, but the cigar that was rolled for my singular example that I smoked was incredibly hard. It was like rock solid. It was a really weighty cigar, and especially on that head area, it was really hard. So I kind of felt kind of sound like I'm just talking about some fucking soft porn.
It means you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
cigar porn.
Man, peeling back there. Okay, anyways. So you know that hardness felt really parlayed to a really bad constructed, you know, in like a burn and draw experience. Just ton of, you know, complete relights. It just went out a lot. Smoke production was pretty faint. Ashes pretty flowery. But the cigar never heated up, which is good. I mean, with all that, if I were to smoke a really hot cigar, I'd be pretty pissed off. on the draw, it was that hardness felt was really tight on the draw. I mean, I even used my draw tool multiple times throughout smoking it. And it just, I mean, it'll like open up and it'll just tighten right back up. So, but yeah, overall, that was my experience.
How about you, John? What were your thoughts?
First off, I tend to go into a cigar reviews blind. But you know, I'm going to start with the pre-light. Cause I wasn't sure whether I was smoking a Toscano here or what, cause that wrapper, to what June was saying, I mean, it was dark chocolate, but it was like toothy and rough and uneven and lumpy and like just all over the place. And I mean, smelling it, it was leather and cedar and pepper and sweet tobacco. But like looking at the wrapper, I was like, well, this has got to be San Andreas and like, you know, maybe a low priming San Andreas. And then I started smoking it and immediately got sour citrus, intense spices, and just tons of powdered cocoa. Kept powdered cocoa for days. In fact, the powdered cocoa was so intense that I actually could feel it in my mouth from the smoke. Like it was just, and I was like, well, this is obviously San Andreas. And then the sweetness kind of mixed in with citrus. I got a little bit of post-draw leather, which didn't really coat my palate, which is nice because I'm not really a huge fan of leather in general. And then the spices kind of backed off. Kind of like June's experience, there was the first third and then the rest of the cigar. Because the rest of the cigar, the powdered cocoa like drove off right off a cliff in the second third, and it was just earthiness, a little bit of citrus, but the flavors were just really muddied. There's no definition. Really, I was just kind of fighting to find something beyond the earthiness, and then the last third just was earthiness. It was Earthiness for Days on the Earth and Earth album. So there's just nothing else, because all other flavors just got shoved aside, and it was like, hello, it is your friend Earth. Do you like me? And I was like, well, not for a 40-minute smoking experience. I certainly don't. Did run into construction issues. Curiously, had no issues with the burn. So it's kind of funny. The ash actually held on really well in 1-inch increments. Had to knock it off aggressively. Burn was straight, slightly flaky ash. It was kind of flaking all over the place, but you know, I don't really care about that. But the draw, man, oh my goodness gracious. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like, you go to get a milkshake and you're like, okay, like, I know you guys like to make thick milkshakes, but at some point I need to drink this.
Yeah.
So
sit on the dash for a half an hour and let it melt.
Yeah, it was exactly. You're stirring it and you're putting it in front of your heater and stuff. So it wasn't crazy bad, but it was like definitely tight, and it did open up a little bit. But I would still describe the overall profile as tight. I still rate it as good, because in my mind, to sort of rate below a good, you know, it needs to go a little bit tighter than that and kind of be unserviceable. It just wasn't, it made for a difficult experience overall. What were your thoughts, Aaron?
It started out with spicy cedar along with some cream, earthiness, black pepper, a little bit of cocoa kind of joined in a little bit later. An inch in, that cedar transitioned over to oak. Later on, the cocoa note became a bit chalky. At inch and a half in, that chalky cocoa note kind of moved up front, while the oak and the earth were in the background. As the first sort was wrapping up, spiced oak kind of moved to the back, moved back to the front, while a chalky cocoa and the earthiness were in the background. Getting the second third, about a half inch in, that chalky cocoa moved to ahead of the spiced oak again. Retrohale was also kind of carrying that primarily chalkiness, but without the cocoa. Also had some oak there. At an inch and a half in, that spiced oak came back even with the chalky cocoa note. Earthiness remained as a supporting note. Getting the final third, cocoa disappears. That chalkiness remains up front. Spiced oak is the earthiness and still in the background. Quarter inch in, that spiced oak takes the lead over that chalkiness and the earth, while the retrohale kind of had that same flavor profile. Half inch in, the spice oak takes on some char. A little further in, the cigar begins to warm up, brings a little mintiness to the profile. Strength was medium, and then bumped up to just slightly above medium in the final third. So it's fairly consistent throughout. I wouldn't say the construction was flawless. I did run into some issues. Burn was slightly wavy through the first half. Required a couple of touch-ups in the second half. Ash held on an inch and a quarter increments. In regards to the draw, I also had some tightness. Pretty snug throughout. I didn't feel any issues with the smoking experience, but it was definitely something I was aware of, and I was kind of, you know, working through. So, June, what were your overall thoughts on the cigar?
We reviewed, I think it was like the third case study that we reviewed, and this is the first one where I felt like it was not that good. You know, its overall flavor profile was okay. Really did not like that synthetic sweetness, and I really don't like that in cigars in general, which is why, especially the acids and all that stuff, like, I don't like any of that stuff. And I got kind of like those notes of the first third in this. But by the time the last couple of thirds came through, you know, it was good. It was fine. But that poor drawl and burn was really annoying. I had to poke the damn thing, you know, multiple times. But, you know, not the best. Look towards like the case study 2 or 5 for a better experience. It's my recommendation.
What are your thoughts, John?
So I've only smoked 2 case studies. I think the last one I did was the 5, and both of them have been pretty average overall. They kind of start out promising. You know, I'm hopeful for where the cigar is going, especially given it's San Andreas. I mean, for me, San Andreas is almost easy. Like, you put a San Andreas wrapper on something and you're still going to have a, you know, average to good experience. And unfortunately, once the first third went away, you know, I was smoking a cigar. And there was just not much there, which is really disappointing. I mean, I'm kind of excited for this idea. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, one of these case studies, they stumble across a really great gem. And that's where I'm hopeful for the project. And it's a lot of fun. You know, I've said in the previous review, I kind of like that they're trying something new. They're taking it a different direction. You know, it's a little lost and found series, kind of. But they put their own spin on it. Unfortunately, the cigar here just didn't really develop on flavors. Interesting, I suppose, for people who are out there and want to try San Andreas, but maybe are afraid of an overly complex cigar. This might be a good training wheel cigar for you.
Yeah, I thought the cigar started with a nice profile of some spicy cedar, which kind of transitioned to spiced oak. There's a little bit of cocoa, but that became chalky along with some earthiness. I thought the profile was a bit mundane after a while. Structure was okay, you know, some wrapper burning issues, definitely a tight draw. This isn't my favorite of the case studies, probably my least favorite, actually. You know, it's still serviceable, but it does carry a pretty hefty price tag. I mean, above $14, so that's something you have to keep in mind as well. I think a smaller Vitola, at least to keep my attention longer, maybe that would provide a little bit better smoking experience, more exciting at least. But yeah, it's probably not something I'm gonna run back to revisit.
Sorry, Aaron, what was the MSRP on this?
$14.29.
Woo! What?
Yeah.
Dog, really? I mean,
I think so far all the case studies have been 10 plus. So I mean, it's an interesting concept, but so far with the results, you know, the price point is definitely a detractor, I think.
I mean, if you're no offense to Ventura, but if you're throwing a $14 price tag on a cigar, I mean, get a better band, because. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm in the industry, so like I know how much bands cost, and they're not that much. It honestly looks like a house blend cigar with the band. Like, it's really paper. I didn't realize they're 14 plus. That's surprising.
All right, so getting into the scores, John, you gave it a 5.80. I gave it a 5.60, and Junie gave it a 5.20. So, John, how do you think that matched up with your experience?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, this is definitely within that average bubble of cigar. I mean, it's not a bad cigar. It's just not a good cigar. You know, it struggles to find a place on the flavor map where it would get my attention and want me to come back and buy another one.
Yeah, I mean, for me, slightly above average flavor profile, slightly above average construction. So it's, you know, just slightly above that 5 mark. So that's kind of where it fits. How about you, June?
Agreed.
All right. Any other final thoughts from you guys?
I'm going to continue smoking them, and, you know, like I said, I hope to find one of the case studies is a blockbuster and at least rates in the 6s. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, and I think they're going to – I don't think they've said how many, but they're going to do the next round this year. So it's going to be, you know, 6 through whatever they – however high they go up.
Yeah, I was looking at the website, actually, and I think they've got up to 30 or something like that on the website now. So they're in it to win it.
Yeah. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.
Smoke Venture.